shoulder, Schrader has a knee, and Grover has a bicep. Overall, the game, I thought it was great complimentary football, back and forth, all three phases. Shea Gu getting the punt block there was huge, getting the takeaways by Makai. Latu, obviously, Grover getting the tip there was huge, and then scoring, you know, six times, six drives, six touchdowns on the offense. It was just great to see. I think everyone got involved. Like I said, complimentary football all the way around, so it was a good game.
Do you have any updates on Spencer yet?
I don't right now. I don't. It doesn't look good, but I don't have the full update.
Did you ever consider letting him be able to kick even extra points?
Yeah, a little bit, but I felt good about the offense, just trying to go for two, and you know what I mean? Going down there, and obviously we would have had some moving parts there. Obviously, I got a ton of faith in Rigo picking those balls and the holes and who would be the snapper, and there's a lot of moving parts there.
I know it doesn't matter, but what all the moving parts would be snapping there?
I would have been mobile tree, and Luke would have been a hole.
Something more about it. Yeah. I mean, the efficiency of your offense, I think, is kind of notable. I mean, it's a decent yardage today, but I mean, but you're converting, you're taking advantage of opportunities. Why so efficiently?
I think it starts up front, and the quarterback's doing a hell of a job. Third downs are efficient, I think 8 for 10. We're moving the ball, we're completing passes at a high clip. You know, I mean, I don't know who's completing 73% of his passes every week, and so when you're doing that, you're going to be pretty efficient on offense, and he's continuing to do that for us.
What did you guys do with Tyler keeps getting called to the OPIs, but it doesn't look. It looks kind of narrow there. What can you guys do about that?
I guess it's as good as mine. I don't know. We'll work through it, and we'll look at the tape.
Jeff, you see it every day, but what is your appreciation for Ashton Newman?
I mean, he is just – he's as gritty as they come. He's as tough as they come, and he does anything that's asked, and he understands his role. You know, I go over roles and opportunities to start the season, and I go through every player. And I say, hey, you're a special teams ace, and you're going to go cover kicks. And when you get your opportunity on offense, go make the most of it. And today, obviously, you got a hell of an opportunity and played a ton on offense. Made some big-time plays, got a big end cut there. And then, obviously, there in the fourth quarter, threw the go ball to him, went up and made a hell of a play. So, hats off to him. Just a tremendous worker is what he is.
Talking about like resiliency and bouncing back, coming back from last week and winning this week by 34 points, just what does that say about this team?
Yeah, I think the guys, I mean, like I said, like last week was last week, and that's the National Football League. You don't ever want to happen. But it's next day mentality. It's one day at a time. Enjoy the process of getting better every day and growing as individuals. And our guys were locked in all week. I thought we had a hell of a week of practice. And to see it come to fruition, you know, here on Sunday, just hats off to all the guys and all the coaches.
The offensive balance you guys have sounds kind of boring, but I mean, you shut down the run early. How does that balance meet with injuries?
I think when you can do both really well when the game's on the line, I think that's critical. And, you know, I just think the guys are playing at a high level right now. They're playing together. The communication piece is huge. There's so many details that go into it throughout the week and the side conversations that take place with the quarterback and the center and the receivers and the meetings, the extra meetings that they have. Going through every little detail on every possible look we can get. Stuff comes up on, you know, game day, and those guys are all prepared and ready for it. And I think it's just great back and forth, you know, with those guys, but also just the camaraderie of our guys right now. You know, obviously we're in week 5 going into week 6, but been very pleased, but we got to do it, you know, again and again every week.
We saw Ashton Newman play a lot today.
Yeah.
What are we doing with Dublin offense?
Yeah, obviously, just I told you guys that he's got to earn it. And so that was a situation where Doolin was going to start at X and play most of the game. And if we needed AD in a situation, we would have to use him. And, you know, we played there at the end.
JT, 3 touchdowns today.
Yeah.
I think that's the 4th time in his career he's had 3 total touchdowns. 2 of them happened this year.
Yeah.
For a 6-year guy. So what level is he playing at? What does he have this year?
Extremely high. I mean, I think he's playing best back in the league right now. You know, credit to him, credit to the O-line. You know, that first one, obviously, keep pulling around there. And then the other one, we scored down in there tight. You know, we had a little pulling center on with Borden. Borden opened up the hole right there. It was a great job by the O-line. He stretched and cut that thing back up in there. So it's everybody. It's everybody. It starts up front with those guys, but he's just seeing it well. He's running, you know, hard, patient, great vision, great burst, and he hits the home runs.
What do you make of the offensive line?
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. What do you make of the work of the offensive line? The Raiders point, have gone 39 straight games with a sack and they didn't have any today.
Yeah, I mean, our thing going into this game, which I'm sure every opponent that plays the Raiders is stop 98. He's one of the best in the league right now. And so going into the game, we were trying to get four hands on him as much as possible, not run at him. If we did run at him, make sure we got, you know, four hands on him there, because we know he's a huge problem. And it's a credit to our guys, you know, going out and executing the game.
How important is it with this offensive line to have the versatility where you can get guys out of space, but you can also kind of run downhill with them?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. I think we got so many guys that are multiple, that have different roles, that have different skill sets. And so, you know, we try to play to their strengths each and every week. And obviously, depending on who we're playing with the defensive scheme and what they're doing, trying to put our guys in advantageous looks, you know, week in and week out, and buy down the distance and what they're doing, and then our guys going out and executing. So hats off to those guys. Again, I think today too, I just want to mention, like, our defense giving up 6 points is huge. I thought those guys played incredible. They were flying around, making plays. It was fun to watch.
Jake, couple more.
It's not often in the NFL that a head coach gets to sit the first team. You can take a question in the fourth quarter. Is that a satisfying moment for a head coach?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, to be honest. Because this league, every game comes down to one scores a lot. But it is. It's nice for those guys to get a quarter off and rest their bodies going into next week. But it's a credit to those guys executing early and often to get that done.
Last year, you all had 8 wins. They were all about one possession.
Yeah.
This year, they're 3 down and 8. What's different than what you think?
Well, I think all things take time, you know what I mean? I think as you're building a program, sometimes it takes a little bit of time, and I think, you know, we got some new faces in here. I think Chris has done a hell of a job with that. Daniel's playing at a high level, and guys are just believing in each other and believing in the process of what we're doing, and, you know, it's been really good.
All right, thank you. Daniel's coming in right now.
All right, thanks, guys.